The Land of Elion, Book 2, Beyond the Valley of Thorns, by Patrick Carman. For Sierra. As evening approaches and the shadows begin their descent into Bridewell, the same frightening thoughts always disturb me. Darkness sends its shadows to draw all men back into itself, for it is in the shadows that darkness plays. And what of the man who stays in the shadows too long, at play with sinister thoughts? Darkness will surely overtake him. From the Diary of Thomas Warvold. To be surprised, to wonder, is to begin to understand. The Revolt of the Masses, by José Ortega y Gasset. Part 1. Chapter 1. My Arrival in Bridewell. Yesterday I left Lathbury behind. I traveled with Father, and he let me drive the cart on the road to Bridewell. The journey could not have been more different from the one I took on the same road only a year ago, before the walls that surrounded it were taken down. The ride is still hot, but yesterday I could see in every direction. The dark hills to my left, the valley floor and Mount Norwood to my right, Fenwick Forest a green mass in the distance. As I looked around and smelled the air thick with blooms, I couldn't help but daydream about the adventures that might be had in the faraway corners of the Land of Elion. Driving along the dusty road, I kept a lookout for animals I might recognize, or hawks flying overhead. But it seemed the animals had been sent into hiding by the noisy grinding of our wagon wheels on the road. "So, can you tell me the rules once more?" I asked my father. After all the events of the previous summer, he was more protective than ever, and I wanted to be sure I knew the rules I'd likely break once we arrived in...